Chapter 7. The Great Vet. The next day, a squirrel comes into Dr. Doolittle's garden.
Good morning, Doctor,
it says.
I hear you're a great vet. Please help me. I'm very sick and I've got spots on my body.
Dr. Doolittle checks the squirrel's eyes and nose. They are red and inflamed.
I think this is an allergic reaction. What do you like eating?
Dr. Doolittle asks.
Nuts,
says the squirrel.
I love them.
Maybe you're allergic to nuts,
says Dr. Doolittle.
Don't eat them again.
He gives the squirrel some medicine and makes him rest. An hour later, the squirrel is well again. He thanks Dr. Doolittle, goes back to the forest, and tells his friends about it. The story travels fast, and Dr. Doolittle becomes even more popular. It's lunchtime, and Dr. Doolittle is at home. He has his meal and then washes the dishes. Suddenly, he hears a noise in the garden. He goes outside and sees many animals. They're standing in a queue outside his office. There's a donkey, two cats, a spider with seven legs, and two chickens. One has got a broken wing.
Dr. Doolittle, please help us.
Dr. Doolittle calls the animals into his office one by one and helps them. He works all day until late at night. Finally, at 11:30 p.m., he sees his last patient, a donkey with an eye infection. He gives the donkey some medicine and a blanket for the night. Then Dr. Doolittle goes to bed. He's very tired, but very happy.